Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and we want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we are going to talk today a little bit about former Pastor Randy White. And he was arrested for drunk driving last month in May. And how does this happen? How does a former pastor of a very large church, maybe 5,000, I don't know how many people they had, they own a property in Tampa, Florida, near the airport. It's quite a large piece of property worth many millions of dollars. And they also bought a million-dollar home, over $1 million home in one of the nicest sections of Tampa, when he was married to Paula White, who is now, and I quote, pastoring the church in Tampa. They also bought a property in Lakeland, Florida, quite a large property, a big, huge church that seats over 10,000 people. And at one time, it was an Assembly of God church, was pastored by Carl Strader. The church was put up for sale several years ago, and Randy and Paula bought it, and they started an extension of their ministry there in Lakeland, also keeping the property that is in Tampa. They've gone through some financial problems in recent years where the church was on the brink of foreclosure, and the person that Randy had pastoring the church in Lakeland, him and his wife, they left, and so I think Paula is going back and forth from Lakeland to Tampa. But it's very, very difficult to try to maintain these huge properties and pay mortgages. So I can imagine that it was quite strenuous and was probably putting a lot of pressure on Randy. But you can see Randy's mugshot on the internet if you put it in the search engine, Randy White arrested for drunk driving. And it's really a very, very sad picture. I have some pictures up on the Blog Talk Radio Prophetic News show site of Randy before and after, but it's very sad to see someone that really knew God at one time. I believe Randy knew God at one time. He was raised Church of God and attended Church of God College, Lee College in Cleveland, Tennessee. And I think he has a Master's of Divinity degree. But anyway, they came to Randy and Paula when they were married. They came to Tampa and they started a church. I think they called it Tampa Christian Center at first. I remember when they first came because they appeared quite a few times on our local, sometimes Christian television station. I say sometimes because some of the things they do too. But they came quite a few times and they started doing telethons and doing all the pimping for money and that kind of thing. And then they also had their own program. Randy was preaching sometimes from the church, and then Paula was doing a talk show. So anyway, I started to notice that there was really something wrong. There was something that was really going wrong. When anybody has to start pimping the gospel, and what I say is pimping, and I know some people think it's a strong term, but it's the right term, because we don't take the gospel and abuse people with it to enrich ourselves by collecting offerings, by promising people that if they give us money, they're going to get healed, their children are going to get saved, they're going to get all kinds of financial blessings, their debts are going to be canceled. We don't have to give God any money. God doesn't need any money. He's always done perfectly fine without money. And we're the ones that need money. So we give money to each other. We don't give money to God. These preachers, they try to spiritualize everything. There's nothing spiritual about money. The Bible calls it filthy lucre. So we just happen to need it because that's our means of exchange. But the means of exchange that every Christian has is faith. We trust God to meet our needs. We ask God to meet our needs. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. So we don't have to pay God off to give us blessings. So I noticed that Randy, he started pimping the gospel. And then he started getting into trouble because he started, he even had a conference one time. He was advertising on TV, and he called himself a success guru. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what pastor calls himself a success guru? I don't see any term like that in the Bible. And then I noticed that one Easter service that they had in Tampa, that there was a photograph of Randy wearing a Catholic priest uniform, a long dress. You know how they look with a dress. They wear a long dress, and then they have a collar on and a sash. And he started calling himself Bishop. And I'm thinking, I really started to be very concerned for Randy White and Paula both, because they were headed for trouble. And then I think Randy's daughter had brain cancer, and I think she passed away. She was young. I don't know if she was in her late 20s or early 30s. So then Randy came down with some kind of an illness. I don't know what it was, but him and Paula got a divorce, and he quit pastoring the church there. We haven't really heard much about him in the past few years, and I wondered myself at times what happened to him. And then the story broke last month toward the end of May that he had been arrested for drunk driving. And it is really very, very sad. It's a very sad situation. But, you know, the Bible says in 2 Samuel 1:19 and 2 Samuel 1:27, how the mighty have fallen. And Galatians 6:3 says, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But I want to say to Randy White that I am hoping and praying that God can take this situation and turn it around, because I think that when someone has had such great success and then they wind up with this mugshot, which is totally, it's a pitiful looking mugshot, and your heart just has to go out to this man, because you think the call of God was on his life. He loved the Lord. He wanted to do something for God. And all of us know how much that means, to do something for the kingdom of God and to have that zeal and that love for Jesus and for his people. So when you get that messed up, that you have a mugshot the way Randy had it, and you're arrested for drunk driving, and God lets that situation go forth in such a public way, I believe that God is really dealing with Randy. And Galatians 6:1 says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest also he be tempted." And I just want to say that I hope and pray that God can take this situation and turn him completely around and bring him back to his first love. I would love to see him have a testimony and of repentance, and for him to repent and confess to the body of Christ the error that he was in and the damage that he caused the gospel. Because I can only look at that picture of him and know that God has really been dealing with him. So that's my hope and my prayer for Randy White. Also, his former wife, Paula, is very, very messed up. I mean, she's even resorted to having a psychic coming to her church and appearing on her program. So it's really messed up. But I'm praying that somebody will reach out to Randy and try to get him restored, because it's an awful thing to know God and to know the things of God, and then to, like the Bible says, it's like a dog returning to his vomit. It's a terrible thing to go back and to backslide. But of course, also we know that the Bible says that God is married to the backslider, so and you can't get a divorce from God. But this is one situation I think that there could be some restoration, and that's my hope and my prayer. So I'm praying for Randy, and I just want him to know, if he happens to ever listen to this program, that we want to see him restored and see him preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ and not a false gospel. That's my hope, and that's my prayer. So God bless you all, and tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio Prophetic News. I'm having the Prophecy Zone table, and also on Monday at 2 p.m. on the Prophecy Zone Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear my program. My website is propheticnews.com, and you can see us also on YouTube, Jonah, T for Tom 48, that's our YouTube channel. So be blessed today.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.